this bulletin. The European Union's drug regulator finds a possible link between the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine and a rare clotting disorder. Victoria resumes its hotel quarantine program after almost 2 months. And in sport, Olympic torch relay events cancelled in Western Japan in the lead-up to the Tokyo Games. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. The European Union's drug regulator says it's found a possible link between the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine and a rare clotting disorder, but the benefits of the vaccine still outweigh any risks. The European Medicines Agency reviewed several dozen cases that came mainly from Europe and the United Kingdom, where around 25 million people have received the vaccine. It found most of the cases reported occurred in women under 60 within 2 weeks of vaccination, but based on the currently available evidence, it wasn't able to identify specific risk factors. EMA Executive Director Emma Cook says a plausible explanation for the rare side effects could be an immune response to the vaccine.
The Pharmacovigilance and Risk Assessment Committee of the European Medicines Agency has confirmed that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine in preventing COVID-19 overall outweigh the risks of side effects. This vaccine has proven to be highly effective. It prevents severe disease and hospitalisation, and it is saving lives.
Meanwhile, British authorities have recommended that the AstraZeneca vaccine not be given to adults under 30 where possible. An elderly woman with a pre-existing medical condition has died hours after receiving her COVID-19 vaccine in a Queensland aged care home. It is understood that the 82-year-old received a dose of the Pfizer vaccine at the Springwood Urana Aged Care Facility yesterday before dying in the afternoon. Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says there's no evidence at this stage to suggest the two events are linked, but it will be fully investigated. Victoria's hotel quarantine program has resumed, with international flights to touch down in the state for the first time in almost 2 months. More than 100 returned travellers are expected to arrive at Melbourne Airport today aboard flights from Colombo, Doha, Dubai and Singapore. They'll be taken to the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport and the Intercontinental on Collins Street, where they'll stay for a fortnight. The hotel quarantine program was overhauled in December after a judicial inquiry. Australia will work toward eliminating violence against women and children when leaders meet for the National Women's Safety Summit at the end of July. But frontline services say demand for their support has increased drastically during the COVID-19 pandemic, and urgent action is needed now. More than 15 organisations are calling on the government to inject a second round of emergency funding worth $150 million to address the rise of family violence during the pandemic. Federal Women's Safety Minister Anne Rustin says it's important to get the next National Domestic Violence Plan right.
One of the things that we must focus on going forward is not just responding, which of course we have to do, but making sure we work out what are the causes of domestic violence.
This plan needs to be a very ambitious plan. We need to make sure that we move from just reducing violence against women and their children to ending violence against women and their children.
The government says it's investing record funding into ensuring women's safety, but is open to increasing the figure. And listeners seeking family and domestic violence information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Federal Liberal MP Andrew Lamming is being investigated by the Electoral Commission for operating over 30 Facebook pages that attack political opponents. Dr. Lamming is on paid leave to receive counselling and empathy training after being accused of multiple incidents of harassment towards women. He's planning to quit politics at the next election, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison has so far resisted calls to dump him from the coalition party room before then. And the European Union has granted Cyprus protection status for halloumi, giving producers from the island nation the sole right to sell the cheese globally. The much-beloved brunch item for the Australian people will now have to carry a new name unless it's produced in Cyprus. The Australian Dairy Industry Council is preparing to fight the ruling. And moving to sport now, Japan's western region of Osaka has cancelled its Olympic torch events as record of coronavirus infections prompted a medical emergency declaration. With just 107 days until the Tokyo Olympics, health authorities say a highly infectious variant is putting hospitals under strain and causing a surge of infections among young people. Osaka and two neighbouring regions have been placed under lockdown. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshida Suga says the emergency measures could be widened to Tokyo and beyond if needed. Taking a look at the weather around the country, in Perth today, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Tops of 31 in Adelaide, 29 in Melbourne, mostly sunny. Showers developing in Hobart today, 23 degrees. Tops of 25 in Canberra, mostly sunny. A shower or two in Sydney today, 26 degrees. Brisbane, 29, partly cloudy. Similar conditions in Cairns, tops of 32 and 33 degrees in Darwin. I'm Sofia Petrovic. You're listening to SBS News.